Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Friday afternoon to everybody. It's the Friday edition of Blog Talk Radio, Optimize Your Life. And we're excited today to bring the program to you. Live, I'm in Buffalo, New York. It's a little overcast and gray today, but it plans to be sunny here. Although we got a little more cooler weather moving into our northern. We've had some really great weather the last week. And so today's show, traditionally, is we actually get a chance to meet and greet and talk with the world-famous Nobel Peace Prize nominee, decorated Navy pilot captain, the original Len Kane, Captain Len. And now has been awarded the Humanitarian Man of the Year by Who's Who in America and Who's Who in the World. So we want to welcome Len. He's not going to be on the show today. I talked to him or spoke to him earlier. And I just love you and you're having your prayers. But you keep Len in mind. He's had some back issues. And he's going to be with his doctor today during the show. So an appointment. So we'll miss him, but we also say in our prayer that, Lord, just heal our brother Len Kane and give him relief from the pain that he's dealing with. And so we're going to discuss a number of things today. We invited some guests to join us, and I know that's happening as we speak right now. I do want to say hello to Derek down there in wonderful, sunny Tennessee. How are you today, Derek? Hi, Derek. Your microphone is on. You can talk if you can hear me. Derek, can you hear me? Well, I hear some noise in the background, so I know you're there. But we'll just say good afternoon.
Hello,
there.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I'm very good, Derek, and so I hope you're having a good day today.
I texted you Kenny's email address.
Yes, I know you did. So I was on the run yesterday, so I haven't responded back to him yet, but it was a pleasure meeting him.
Yeah.
I'm going through a series of – I'm sneezing. I don't know why right now, but we'll get over that real quick. Derek, so I just wanted to welcome you to the show, and I'll be talking to your brother, and we got some things he and I are going to talk about mainly. So I'm going to be looking at maybe heading south, and we're going to go through Tennessee, and we might look at that as a place that we may eventually, who knows, we could end up anywhere in the world we want to, but we're still working on that. So I'm going to, there's a couple other guests that are coming on the show right now. Derek, so I'm going to try and welcome them. So if you just hold on, you're obviously welcome to be a part of the show, listen in, and ask any questions anytime. Good afternoon, area code 404-204. How are you today? My name is Ron Clayton. I'm the host for today's show, Generally speaking, this is Captain Len Kane, our featured guest on Fridays, and he won't be with us today. So what we've done is we've opened the microphone, and I know a good friend of mine, business partner extraordinaire, and this man is a giant of a man, and his name is Country Boy. And Country Boy, I'm sure glad that you joined us today. And I know, when you go through town, you're like the Pied Piper. There's people, men and women and families that are following you all over the world because they know one thing. You know one thing. First of all, you know the Lord. That's the first thing. Second of all, you have a vision for the future, which is only the best for each person that we come in contact and we work with. This show is about bringing out the best. Our theme is helping others by helping them help others. So if you're here today and we have a number of guests, a number of people that are coming on the call, we just want to welcome you and let you know officially that Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Time, the Optimize My Life show, brought to you and sponsored by the Hope Collection, the 501c3 that Dr. Joel Griffin created over 10 years ago. And basically what we're doing each day is reaching out and bringing folks into the loop of expression and demonstration of helping others. And our model is all about being a servant leader. We aren't looking for people that just want to hang around to have the name on the letterhead. We want people that are actively trying to improve the lives of people.
On Dr.
You know,
Dr. on Margaret, I'm back.
I heard you talking, country boy. I bet you got two phones in your ear, don't you?
Actually, I had three in my ear. And so you're going to see some numbers come up. You're going to see some numbers come up, Ron?
I already do, yes.
You're going to see a 301 number, a 404 number, and a 678 number. Three guest speakers out invited.
Okay, we're waiting for 678. Hasn't come up yet.
404?
All those folks that have just introduced themselves, being on the show right now, I want to welcome you. And we want you to feel very at ease and in comfort. This show is about freedom. This show is about empowerment. And the whole Hope Collection is the whole purpose. Our whole purpose for being is to create not only consistent but reliable and sustainable airways of improving the lives of people. When I go around town or wherever I am, people say, well, what do you do, Ron? And I always say, well, first of all, I'm always doing Lord's work, just so you know that. I'm not ashamed to share that. But what I do is empower people, empower families. That's what my mission in life is to do. And I didn't do a very good job of that in my early years because, quite frankly, it was before I knew the Lord, so I didn't understand about serving. I understood about getting. And in this world, there's two kinds of people. There's servers and the getters. Now, some of the getters really need, they need to get. They need to receive blessings. They need to receive love. They need to receive friendship. They need to have different kinds of things to help their life go from where they are to where they want it to be. And our job as servants, servers, is to help them get there. But if you don't have a tool, I like to use this example. If you hear me once, you'll hear me say it 100 times. Some people like to go, you know, this time of year, it's harvest time, and you get all the red ripe tomatoes, and you get a bunch of those. Go in the kitchen. You want to slice them up, you know, so you slice them up and put some mayonnaise on there and some salt and pepper, just a plate of those, and maybe some nice fresh Italian bread with that. But you sit there. Well, if you try to cut that tomato with a butter knife, you're not getting any slices of tomatoes. You're getting a splat. And so what we do and say is you need a Ginzu knife. And I don't have to describe a Ginzu knife. Everybody in the world knows what a Ginzu knife is. It's a razor blade on the handle on it so you can cut through tomatoes like zippy. And when you do that, it's a good tool. Now, what we profess and what we display and what we accomplish and what we actually do in terms of relationships, in terms of faith, in terms of education, in terms of housing, in terms of health and wellness and water and energy and education, arts, what we do is we're like got all the Ginzu knives in the drawer. If you'd like to have one in your life to make a difference, come join us. So, Country Boy, you and I spoke earlier today. I'm going to turn the show over to you here as the co-host for the Friday edition of Optimize Your Life. So go ahead, Country Boy.
Okay, Ron, do you see a 301 number in the ID?
I do.
Okay, well, make sure and introduce this gentleman. I would say a lot of good things about him, but it would take me the rest of the show to get through talking about one of my business partners. chief operation officer. He knows logistics. He knows how to speak governese. He's the one of the backbones of our company, AIDS, which we're the number one minority distributor of water in the southeastern United States. So without further ado, let's say hello to Dr. Randy Brooks. Dr. Brooks, you there?
Country boy, I am here. Ron, how you doing?
We're doing great. Welcome. I'm so glad to hear your voice and hear your spirit on the call today. You know, it's really neat. In this world today, some of us have, they'd like to put us out to pasture because we got a little gray hair. We have no hair. But the reality is we grew up in a world that took relationship, contact, socialization, touching, getting a sense of one's presence. And today we have millions of young people and some middle-aged people that their entire life is spent communicating through something called texting or email. And I want to make this statement right up front. You cannot create a relationship through texting or email. It can't be done because all you're doing is reading something. Now, I'm all about reading and printing because until the world had the Bible, which was printed, they called it the Dark Ages. The Renaissance of this world is when the Bible got printed, and what it was is that people could read, hear, listen, and experience the presence in the word form. And by the way, the world got started, there was the word, and then the word, and he was the word, he created the world from the word. So I'm all about communications and words, but don't ever fool, don't let any of the illustrious great leaders, so to speak, tell you can build a relationship through texting. Because it's worth about, there's a paper that they use, a flash paper, because you light it and poof, it burns up. That's about how long a text message will stay in someone's brain. You can't capture the essence of a passion. You can't catch the essence of the commitment and the experience and the love. Love is not expressed in text messaging, guys. But you, sir, on this show, you bringing that to the show today, and I'm gonna shut up. But I'm just finding more and more and more as I'm talking to people in groups, and I speak to many, that they got caught up in, because we've all been jailbirds the last year and a half because bureaucrats saying you got to stay indoors to live. And don't go talk to your people in your church, and don't see your pastor, and don't all this stuff. And I totally believe it was a plan to be able to separate us and keep us from experiencing love. And so, sir, I want to turn this call over to you, and I just want to let you know that's what's backing you up on this call today.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. You have a lot of wisdom in your voice. I hear your spirit coming through the electronic airwaves, and I'm going to sanction what you said earlier about empowering people. I'd like to tag on to that. I believe, as I've gone through about 66 years now, that the power is already in us. The power is already in us. What happens is we need someone to plug us into the source. And many times what we found, Brother Ron, is that when we're young, we are too running helter-skelter to worry about where the source is, because truth be known, we think we are the source. And it takes us slowing down. But today, you and I, Country Boy, and those of us in our age category have learned that we can transform and transcend the youth that are listening and help them achieve their purpose much, much quicker than we did, because we didn't have anyone, so to speak, to tell us and to point us in those directions. We had to kind of stumble our way. We had to fall down and get up and fall down and get up and fall down and give. And finally, maybe someone helped us along the way, and then we'd fall down again. Well, that falling down and getting up has taught you and I that we don't need to fall down and get up. Let's catch them before they fall, and let's show them where they can go, how they can get there, and show them the power that's already inside of them. Now, I've written a couple of books. The first book is Live Your Best Life, Walk by Faith. That speaks for itself. It didn't say live a okay life. It didn't say live a good life. It says live your best life. I've run a company for over 30 years in the Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland area, and all across the country. And we do government marketing. And I've preached, not spoke, but I've preached to the employees. They are better than they think they are. They are no different than me, and I'm no different than them. I just do a different job. I may be the president, and they may be the office administrator, but without them, I can't do my job. And without me, they can't do their job. You see, we got to help each other along. I found out through this company called AGE, American Global Excellence, that Country Boy and I are business partners with, that we are in the business of empowering people, showing them what they can do, how they can better themselves. And I've coined the phrase, they're going to go from poverty to prosperity. Now watch this, watch this. As soon as I say the word prosperity, dollar signs come up in people's eyes. No, no, no. You see, the Creator called prosperity being rich in glory, being
Amen.
Rich in his wisdom, being rich in his grace. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and then all these things. What are all these things? All these things are money, cars, houses, women, men, diamonds, pearls, gold, silver. That's all those things. But we have to first know where the source of the power is. Country Boy, I'd like you to tag on before I get too excited up in here and telling folk about what Age is doing. The company we formed is the number one bottled water distributor in the Southeast area. Also, Brother Ron, we have procured the chemicals called benzalkonium chloride to make a non-alcohol sanitizer. In this COVID world of 19, alcohol is prevalent. Alcohol is alcohol. Whether you drink it or whether you put it on your skin, it's not good for you. And some religious sects don't want anything to do with any type of alcohol, so by them putting alcohol sanitizers on their skin, it's absorbed into the epidermis levels. That's not good. So we, Country Boy and I, and a guy named Dan Vargas thought, we better get into the non-alcohol base that does a better job, stays around longer, and anyone can use it. And that's what we do. We're about providing water because your body's made up of 67% water. The earth is made up of 75% water. But water is not water. There's pure water and there's impure water. Just like there's pure spirits and there's impure spirits. So we are preaching the message. We are out there telling people. And Ron, I'm going to give you a little phrase that I developed. We said, you've heard of the phrase, knowledge is power, have you not?
I've heard a lot of people say that,
yes,
but
sir.
That ain't
all
the whole thing.
Let me tell you the whole story. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is only potential power. It is only power when you use it. Did you hear me?
There you go.
So that's what we're about. We're about getting the world to be a better place to live in. We're about having people live their very, very best life, not just enough life, not an okay life, not a better life, but their best life. And we have the strength, we have the spirit, we have God Almighty hand on top of us doing this, and so therefore the gates of hell cannot prevail against us.
Amen.
Now, before you quit, Dr. Brooks, tell them what our niche is about customizing and putting a mission behind what we're doing. We talked about money and not selling them, but the way that we're marketing water. Tell me the difference between why we're marketing water while all of our enemies slash competitors are selling water, Dr. Brooks.
Good question. You can go buy any number of water brands out there, and you can think of who they are, and their name is on it. All they're doing is selling water. They're making money for themselves. But we are marketing water. Let's say you have a church or university or a nonprofit or a for-profit company. They can put their name on the bottle. It will be the same quality, that pure water we're talking about, and their name will be on it. And on the front of that label will be their name. On the back, they can have whatever message they want. They can have John 3:16. They can have Romans 8:28. They can have whatever. They can have the label that says ingredients. The ingredients in water, they make, water is pure. So it's going to say there's no sodium, there's no calcium, there's no chloride, there's no trihalomethane. They could say 100% free of stress. They could say it contains 0% intolerance in ignorance. They could say we have 100% of free will governing our lives. They can have any message they want on it, and that markets their brand. That markets who they are, and they get the claim, they get the credit, and they put their name out there because water is something everyone is going to use. They're going to drink it. They're going to use it at some point in time in their life.
And they're going to buy it
one pint a day. Say again?
They're going to buy it today.
You can pay now or
right
you can
now.
Pay later, but you're thirsty all the time.
You're thirsty all the time. You can pay me now or pay me later.
There you go. You walk into a grocery store today, and I have a background in marketing. I've won international awards in the printing and display industry, and I did that for about 15, 20 years. And the one thing that I do know this, and let's just use a grocery store example. At one time, bottled water used to get like a one roll in the corner of the pop aisle. Today, I was just at the grocery store this morning picking up some prescriptions, and you go down one whole aisle, both sides, is filled with various bottled water. Some of them, you know, you could pay up to $6 for a bottle of water. That probably they went over to the tap and poured it into a pretty bottle. Now you pay $6 for it. Or then you go to the other end of the spectrum and you get it. You go get a bottle of water, and that one will charge $1 for it. And you go, wow, what a deal I got. Until you look inside what you're drinking, it doesn't even have to be equal to pool. It doesn't even have to be equal to pool water. And by the way, if you ask anybody, would you drink the water in your pool? Well, you're stupid if you do, because there's so much chlorine in the water to keep it enough so you don't get any other diseases growing in the water. Chlorine is a killer. People, you hear
it,
about...
It absolutely is, Ron. And what we've done, Country Boy will send it to you. I wrote a paper on water is not water, and I talked about all the different kinds of water. There's distilled water. There's pure water. There's tap water. There's river water. There's brackish water. There's all kinds of water. Water is not necessarily water. And you're right. Bottled water, they can go to a tap and get it, or they can go to a spring and get it, put it in a bottle. But you know, it's a small thing called integrity. And the integrity is doing the right thing even when nobody's looking. And that's what Country Boy and I are about doing. We're marketing, but we're doing the right thing even when nobody's looking.
Well,
Dr. Brooks, if you don't mind, with your infinite knowledge and wisdom, there's still a lot of people out there that like high-end water. They buy Fuji water. They buy the glass bottle water if you can find it. They drink Perrier because it makes them feel good. But can you just throw a curveball on me? The word alkaline has been just misconstrued in a lot of people. I was just thinking H2O. everybody knows, even the smartest people to the elementary school people know, in water you find something called hydrogen, and it has a little number down at the bottom, two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. But why is it that I can give you a tank of hydrogen and a tank of oxygen, and the smartest people in the world cannot make me not one drop of water? Oh, I heard God say can't touch that. But, Dr. Brooks, how does one determine, since you water don't supposed to be odorless and tasteless, and my mentor Dan Vargas is the only difference, Ron, you just tapped on it just now, if why is it because I'm in Walmart, the water is about 50 cents a bottle, but when I go to the local gas station, it's $1.89 a bottle. Oh, but if I got to fly and go to a whole other level in my life, I get to the airport, it's $5 a bottle. Oh, the restaurant, my son's restaurant, is $6 a bottle. Yes, sir. But why is the price of the water difference? Question back to Dr. Brooks again. What's so special about alkaline water, Dr. Brooks? And people want to drink it, but they don't know why they're drinking it.
You should drink alkaline water. That regulates your body's pH. pH is the proper hydrogen level. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. 0 is acidic. I'll give you an example. Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola has a pH of about 3.2, so it's on the acidic side. Then you have bicarbonate soda, which has a pH of about 11 or 12. That's called alkaline. The perfect balance of pH is 7, right in the middle, 0 to 14. Our natural body's pH typically is going to be around 5. So you want to balance your pH so you feel better, so that you're operating at your peak performance. And so if you're drinking alkaline water, it helps keep your body regulated, just like if you put 87% octane gas in one of these muscle cars that's supposed to have high octane gas, it's not going to run properly. It's not going to
kill it.
So you need to have the proper pH. So drinking alkaline water is better for you. There's two ways to get it. Water manufacturers are artificially introducing pH by bicarbonate sodas and whatever. That's not harmful. They're just making their water a 9 plus, or 10 pH. That's great. Or I'm going to suggest, why pay for that? Go get the brand of water. Go buy the AGE water that we're selling. Put your name on it and tell people to go to places like the vitamin store, or there's places out there like Whole Foods that sell pH tablets. These pH tablets, all you do is take one of those tablets, drop it in the water, it dissolves, and you can make your own healthy pH water.
So, and if you're in the country, like Country Boy, have access to Whole Foods and Kroger, I would tell Country Boy, go down to the local market and get you a cucumber and put that cucumber in 2 gallons of water. Now it has more alkaline in it than any sold alkaline bottle of water in the world because you added a cucumber to it. Oh, they forgot to teach you that in school.
Exactly. So we're about educating people to better prepare themselves, keep their bodies healthy, while becoming more prosperous.
Well, there you go. And, Doctor, I want to thank you really for coming on the show today. I'd like to give you an introduction or a welcome to come on again. We have different days that we have programs, and you may not be available every Friday at noon, but we operate on 5 days a week, and we have different days of the week. Like on Monday, it's the health and fitness. Gary Helfenstein, who is a former educator and a health, he owns an organization called Ski With Me, and he runs our show on Mondays, and that's a perfect format and area to be able to expand to more people what you're doing. And I just want to extend that to you at your convenience. You can talk to Country Boy. You've got the number to call. You can call in. The number is free to call in any day. Tuesdays, I work one of my programs in my life. I learned a long time ago. it's always amazing to me. People don't think when we're growing up, our moms and dads tell us little things like, don't put your eggs in one basket. Now, that sounds so silly, but the picture of putting your eggs in the basket and falling down and losing a dozen eggs and it's all squishy and yucky, you're not going to have the eggs to eat. You can't cook them, can't eat them, you don't want to. Just make the ground dirty or your clothes dirty. Well, not putting your eggs in one basket, this means that you're protecting the value of what you have and that you can expand it. Now, the next one is don't have a firm grip on an empty bag. This one you might not have heard of. But don't have a firm grip on an empty bag. And now, let me explain what that means. We have been taught in our generations, mine,
Ryan,
younger.
Ryan. I'm gonna be,
yes, sir.
I'm gonna be rude one more time today. I'm gonna be rude one more. You and I know each other out of love. In the dirty South, they say get in where you fit in. But over in the respect corner, respect is not earned unless one gives it first. Not trying to disrespect you, but had a friend of mine to call on the other line, kind of listening in. I didn't want to throw him to the curb since he's been mentoring with me for a little over 40 years. People think I'm smart, but when they're smart exhibited, there's always a teacher. The person I have on the other line is my mentor. Actually, if the truth was really told, the gentleman that you just heard, Dr. Brooks, speaking, he's his mentor too. He's the founder, the CEO, the brain man of the new generation. When Coca-Cola says, uh-oh, we're Coca-Cola always, Mr. Dan Vargas says, the new generation. So, Dan, I just want you to just say hello. I didn't bring you on to talk, but I know you have something to say. Let me just throw, you know, today is the day that we usually bring Lynn Cain on, Navy fighter pilot, nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. He and Dan was fighting in the same war. Dan was fighting a war over there. Then he came home, and after he hit the ground here back in the great U.S. of A., he didn't stop there. He started saying, what can I say to empower, to enlighten, to encourage people? And we call Dan the brand ambassador. No one on the planet like Lynn Cain. Shout out to you, Lynn. We got prayer shouts for you. Lynn's been having to do some doctor things there. He's been to the doctor. I think he's had at least 8 or 9 heart transplant surgeries. God said, I'm not going to just transform your heart. I'm going to give Lynn Cain a new heart. He had more lives than a cat because he survived surgery. But the last time he came home from the hospital, he said, country boy, I'm just walking in the door. I did not let you hear from me, so I wanted to call and say hello to you. But at that same time, a spiritual harmony vibration went out on the planet, and Dan Vargas, the man that's won more global awards than anybody, has been the best designer on the planet. Dan Vargas, can you just say hello to our people today?
Yeah, I really appreciate you getting me on the phone and being able to listen in to what Dr. Brooks was saying. You know, he is very knowledgeable, and I'm so proud to have him as a partner. I'm proud to have you in our organization, and you know, we are surrounded by fine leaders. And I always say to everybody, says what I want to do is be surrounded by smart people. I want to be the dumbest person in the room, because the fact is that I know at my age that I don't know everything. And it's very important to have people tell you things that that'll enlighten you. You know, if I'm alone, every idea I have is a great idea. But then I run across some people and they say, you know what, that idea isn't that good. You know, did you look at it this way? Did you look at it that way? And that's what creates a team, and that's what makes people better than what they are. One of the things that we are doing with our company is that we are going to be giving back to the community. Everything that we do has a purpose, and if we sell a certain amount, then a certain amount goes back into the community. You know, that's very important to us, especially with water. You know, if we sell water, we have so many pallets, one pallet goes to people who need it the most. You know, there's a lot of people who are dying of thirst. I told Country Boy, to a man in the desert dying of thirst, he'd pay a bag of gold for just a sip of water. You know, so money doesn't buy you your health. You know, you have to have people who are there to be able to help you and go forward and make you even better than what you are. You know, I tell people, I said, you know what? If you want to see God, look into the eyes of the people you're helping.
And Dan, before I let you go, Ron and I was talking the other day. I think it might have been on the show with Lynn Kane. I don't know how the conversation came up. It was a spiritual conversation the whole time, so I don't know if it really came up or not. But we was talking about the body of Christ, how everybody has something that they do better than anybody in the world. But if you're going to be a finger, be a finger. But if you're going to be the thinker in the brain, but somebody has to have the vision and have the eyes. You've always been a visionary. Joel Griffin's always been a visionary. And then here comes Dr. Brooks, and knowledge is really not knowledge like they taught us was. Knowledge is power. They told us that, and we believe that. Some of the things we've been mistaught on. But then Dr. Brooks, Infinite Wisdom, says knowledge is not knowledge unless one utilizes it. And then here comes Dan Vargas over here, says we have all kinds of incredible knowledge around us. We have all kinds of incredible power around us. But Dan, tell them about the connection.
Right. What I tell people is, you know, when I'm selling, because I was an advertiser, when I'm selling, I said I go over to a wall socket, and I say, you see this socket here? Because I could touch it, and I go over and I touch it, and I say, look at that, nothing happened to me. But behind that is all the power that you need to do anything. But the thing is, if I, it's enough power to kill me if I touch it myself. But, you know, if I have the connection to that plug, to that socket, then I could plug it in and make other things work. Like you could have the greatest coffee maker in the world, but if you can't plug it in, it's not going to work. So what good is it? So without the connection, without the power, without the connection, you have nothing. You know, and then if you have a toaster, you know, it's the same thing. You got the toaster, but then what happens is you got a toaster, but then you need the bread. So everything relies on something else. But without the connection, nothing's going to happen. There's no spark.
Boy,
that's where the Hope Foundation has come in. Because if anyone's going to have what they call that mustard seed of faith, one must, not maybe, one must believe. And if one has to have that mustard grain of faith, the Siamese twin of belief is something called hope. And that's what we do. Everybody out there wants hope, but everybody can't give hope. How can one do what one has not been taught and one does not have? So the Hope Foundation over here, we have a little saying, if you want to experience some hope today, then you start by going out and giving. Did y'all hear that word? Giving some hope away. I tell the kids, practice it. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better, whatever it is that you do. So do unto others before they do unto you, and you give some hope, love, and watch this, y'all, watch this, water. It's life.
There you go.
Every time we're gonna put the Hope Foundation on the label. Got off the phone with Lynn Kane. Lynn saying, "Could Country Boy." Dan was listening in, and Dr. Brooks was on the other line. He says, "I want to do a campaign across the world. Can I put the kindness campaign on the bottle of water?" "Yes, Lynn." I said, "But Lynn, you've been nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize, but we're going to make sure you go out with a boom. We're going to allow you to custom design a label for every Air Force base in the world and drop a water bomb on them and give them money." Now, while I'm running around right there, I know probably got somebody else been out there, just like God says, "If you want me, go over here and work with these kids, I'll go over here. You want me in the west side?" This woman has kids all over, scattered all over Atlanta. She got them on the south side. She's got them on the north side. She's got them, she says, "I'll send them from the north, the south, the east, the west," to, we call her my other mentor, the female side of me, the Mother Earth. They call her the Green Queen, the first person in the world that the government said, "We'll pay you to go around the world with your infinite wisdom and knowledge and see all that stuff that they've been throwing away." They call her the Recycle Queen. She takes other man's trash and turns it into a treasure. So, Ron, if you see a 404 number, Deborah Clark, are you out there, my super friend? Deborah,
hey,
you're
out Country Boys.
Yes, sir.
I've got another meeting, but God bless you. I will see you soon.
Thank you so much, Dan. I know I snatched you and threw you right in under the bus. Dan, thank you for always being there for us. I know what you're doing with the American Global Excellence, the water brand, mm-hmm. and allowing somebody that's been behind the scenes to now be on the front of the label, and the people that's been up front now can be on the back. Oh, by the way, a bottle's round. It's this infinite wisdom circle of love. Dan, thank you so much for being my mentor, my business partner, and helping me to become a better world changer. Dr. Brooks, the man behind the scenes that knows how to speak governance. And so we're a minority vendor, but government, can we be the only minority in line in the world that deals directly with you in quasi-businesses? Thank you, Dr. Brooks, for your infinite wisdom, and thank you for joining us on the Hope Foundation, because it doesn't matter where you and Dan Vargas go. I know you're armed and extremely dangerous, giving water away, but also equipped with that sword to be able to cut through any BS that gets in your path. Gentlemen, thank you both. Love you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for your invitation, and thank you.
This is Ron Clayton from the Hope Collection, and I just want to say thank you to both of you. Look forward to our continuing our relationship and growing it together. God bless you both.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen, I'll be in touch.
One of the things that
go ahead, Dan.
One of the things I'd like to say is that we're talking about the water, but look at the labels you want to put on it. Hope and kindness. You know, that's a message all by itself.
Dan, they spent $13 billion on armbands and necklaces and T-shirts, and it had WWJD. And I thought, that's the most ridiculous campaign in the world. What would Jesus do? He's already done everything he said he was going to do. What are we going to do, Dan? We're going to spread hope across the nation on a water label? We're going to give kindness away and save somebody's life? Tell me one more thing, Dan. We're going to let you go.
Yeah, it's a message. It's a message. It's a message that has to be brought out, you know, and it's in on a bottle. It may be subliminal, but you know what? If I keep on seeing hope, it gives me hope. You know, that's the important thing. That's what you do. That's how you promote. That's how we get people to get excited without even knowing they're getting excited. So I appreciate you having me.
Well, hope is Christ, guys.
Me on your show.
That's to me, Dan. I'm laughing in your ear because that's genius, Dan. It's obvious, but it's so genius, man.
Thank you
right.
so much.
Because Thank you, and I'm going to be going to my next meeting also. But thank you for asking me in. Take care.
Thank you,
thanks,
man.
For sharing.
Thank you, Dr. Bruce.
I appreciate it.
Ron. Ron, are you there?
I'm here.
Wow.
You know, it's so neat to realize that we have at our fingertips, country boy, all the time. And by the way, this blog radio format, this program, we have a site. We have a program, you know, the Optimize My Life show. And we purchase it. In fact, I've been funding it for 3 years. And we have other people that occasionally chip in. But basically, this show, we do that because of the commitment to spreading the word and having this platform here. But there, people can utilize, and I've allowed people, I've got a pastor who actually is a pastor from Uganda, Africa. And Peter works at the local city mission, and he's married and got a family in Uganda. And what we're doing is he's using Blog Talk Radio to broadcast back to his wife in his village where he's from. And
awesome.
Through some of our other channels, I actually found out as a Gideon, just throw this in, as a Gideon, I am actually, we were going to see if we could buy some Ugandan language Bibles. Well, guess what? Instead of having to go to a printing company and buy in a very, 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 very expensive to do that, we now have the ability of 1,000 languages. We can print a Bible in any language right in the country they're in. So we don't have the shipping costs, storage costs, freight costs, any of that stuff that can be done in the country someone's in. I'm having two Bibles.
Ron.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. Cliff note for you, Ron. Not just a double-fold blessing, not just a 100-fold blessing, 1,000. If they call my name in 1,000 different tongues, that won't be enough. Back to you, Ron.
Well, all we're doing is trying to glorify him. That's what we do. And it is a privilege. And so, country boy, I want to thank you again because you step up to the plate. I don't know how many times a day in the lives of people, in the circles you travel in, you are stepping up to the plate every day of your life. You're an American hero, and you don't even know it. You never acknowledge it, but I will. And I can do that. Now, you know, we describe Len Cain as a, you know, he is a decorated war veteran. Can you imagine making split-second decisions, flying 1,000 miles an hour in a jet plane, fighter pilot? I mean, I can't do it in my car that quick sometimes. So, but
we're
not
done,
only are
right,
you
go ahead, Ron.
Country boy, not only is that, not only did you get the nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize, the publishers of Who's Who in America and Who's Who in the World just bestowed upon Len Cain the Humanitarian Man of the Year Award. Now, I like Nobel Peace Prizes,
good
stuff.
Wow.
But to name the Humanitarian Man of the Year Award, to me, is just, you know, it's a proclamation. So now I have to add that when I introduce them. I got to add that to the list of accomplishments or recognitions so that, like your friends, a doctor you just put on, these people are people worthy of our accolades. They're worthy, and I like to use the word edification. We have today people that fawn over stars, and they're like the Gugaya, over people who have done nothing. And then you've got the heroes of the world that are making a change. They make not just a lifetime impact, but a cultural multiple lifetimes of impact. Like doctor.
Now, Ron, let me interrupt you one more time. I know we just got so many things happening, so many world changes out there doing different types of stuff. Do you see a 607, 678? Margaret, are you out there? Because we got about 12 minutes left. Margaret, are you out there? If you are, unmute yourself.
I think she's here. Yeah, her phone
is out. You see Deborah?
Deborah,
you still there? I know she was in a meeting. She stepped out. I didn't know she could stay on for 30 minutes while we was talking. We just wanted to make a sure and pause, Ron, before we get to the end of the call, because you and I and the energy, the holy vibration that goes through the airways when we do the Hope Show every day, but we said it's a two-way conversation, because conversation is not conversation if you're just the listener all the time. We know we have some people out there that want at least say hello, hi, this is what I do. So let's just take a pause right here in our show, Ron, before we run out of time, and just open up your, if you got noise in the background, stay muted, but if you want to say something, unmute yourself and give a shout out. Give us a Hope shout out and tell us who you are and what you do real quick. All right. Well, we're going to keep it moving then. Okay, Ron. I've been listening.
Touchy boy, hold on a minute. Someone just tried to talk.
Go ahead.
So whoever that is.
Hey, Ron and country boy, this is Gary Emperor. Hi.
Hey, Gary.
Welcome.
I just wanted to say I got on the call late because I was talking with some people on Facebook, and our pastor of our church, lead pastor, Pat Jones, wasn't feeling too well the other day, so he checked into urgent care, and they told him that he had had a heart attack. So I went, and
get to the good part, Gary. Gary, get to the good part.
Yeah.
We got some good vibrations going on there. We know where everybody's getting hurt and tripped, and brothers in a wreck last night and this one. But get to the good part of the story, Gary. We want to keep the airs fresh.
Good part of the story is that two bypasses, and he's now walking around. And with help, and praise
God.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, thanks for sharing that story with us. And well, let's just do this. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to show favor on Pat Jones and his wife and family. He's a great leader of a great church, and his passion is serving you and glorifying you. And we thank you for his healing and the recovery. And we ask that you make that swift to restore him to the pulpit. Thank you, Jesus. So, Gary, thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
That brought us up to our next conversation of healing, you guys. It's still happening every day, and it starts with what Hope is doing. Ron, before we go one more time, give me, I want to make sure and record them in my brain, because we talked the body and different components doing different things. Ron, if you don't mind, give us those eight pillars that the Hope Foundation focus in so that we can bring our super friends from all different parts of the world and allow them to do their very, very best. Ron, give me those pillars again, if you don't mind, before we get ready to close up.
Well, first, of course, is faith. Faith, family, education, health and wellness, water, the arts, housing. That's critical. But, you know, we even got water listed under as one of the pillars of what we're looking to impact lives, because there are places, if you live in Detroit, Michigan, or outside of it, there are people dying from drinking their water. They're still shipping in bottled water because the pipes are, and the mayor was on, I saw him on TV last night. This was uncovered 4 years ago, and the government, the politicians are saying, fix it, fix it, fix it. And they're spending and spending trillions of dollars, but they haven't sent a dime to fix the problem because they're fighting over whoever sends the money is going to be held accountable for the bad water they have now. So they let their ego get in the way of helping and serving the people they get elected to serve. And so there are people and companies sending water every week, people alive in Flint, Michigan. That's the name of the city. That's an example. Everybody many times thinks, well, let the government do it. The government can't do it. They don't have any passion. They're not allowed to have passion. Keep in mind, everybody, that the government is neutral. If they do show passion, you can guarantee it won't represent Christ because they're godless, even though we're founded as a God society. And we have to realize that.
And every dollar I seen, every dollar I saw had "In God We Trust" on the back, but they won't give you no money to help your church.
Ooh. Or your school. Do you know every major college in the United States, the major colleges, every one of them, including the Ivy League schools, were all founded by pastors and priests, and it was all faith-based. You couldn't graduate from college unless you read the Bible. In our country, the first 30 years of our existence, you could not graduate from college without reading the Bible. That's a fact.
And
today, if you go open and read the Bible,
founders,
they'll throw you out of school.
And our forefathers, before they started printing, before we started printing greenbacks, our forefathers said, let it be part of everything we do, one nation
under God.
Yes, amen.
Well, guys,
I'm done.
Country boy, everything you are involved in doing in, everything the Hope Collection is, the Golden Rule Society, and there's others, but these are the primary movers and shakers at helping restore God as the center of our country and God as the center of our source. God is the glory of all our work.
Okay, so the end right there, Ron, we got less than 2 minutes. Shout out to normally our host for today, Mr. Lynn Cain, with his infinite wide knowledge and wisdom. He's kind of like Lazarus. Lazarus was laying in there, and he was growing old, 800 years old. They said, Lazarus. Nope, it wasn't Lazarus. It was the father of faith. Abraham was sitting in the bed. Said he was growing old. He's 800 and something years old, like Lynn Cain. They said he sat up in the bed and strengthened himself and says, Death, wait a minute. I can't die now. But Golden Rule Society says simply, you guys, with the word of kindness up in front, treat other people the way that you would like to be treated. Now, since love is truly, truly the greatest gift of all, and I'm going to sing the end of the story, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. So in order for one to get love, one must give love. So do unto others before they do unto you, when you give some love and hope away. The love and hope that you give away will come right back to you. Shout out to you, Joel Griffin.
Hey. Gary Offerville, can you and Linda forward the copy of this show to Len Cain today?
We sure can.
I really appreciate that. I want you to know something, Gary. Every single time that you have forwarded a show to Len Cain, he has sat down and listened to it start to finish. So, you really are an important part of the communication system of the whole collection. Thank you, Gary. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary.
Bye,
didn't mean to crush you there, Gary.
Yeah.
Love you, sir.
We're good. No crush. Bye now.